Okay, so picture this. You're about to make a big goblins transaction, like a really big one. And just as you're about to hit confirm, bam, error message.
Oh
And
no.
your heart kind of drops to your stomach a little bit,
Yeah, I've been there.
right? And then you frantically start looking for goblin support. And just when you're about to panic, you get a message. It says something like, "Greetings, this is goblin
Oh
support.
boy.
We see you're having issues. Please provide your recovery phrase and we'll get this sorted immediately."
Oh
And
no.
it sounds so helpful.
You're already freaking out.
Exactly. But it's most likely a scam. And that's what we're diving into today. We're using this Goblin's Cash article that you shared with me, all about goblin support scams so you can spot them a mile away.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting about these scams is how they combine like tech and psychology. Like if you think about it, you're stressed, you're potentially panicked. You might be about to lose a lot in goblins. And that's when our brains, they love to shortcut rational thinking. Makes us so much more susceptible to these scams.
It's true. They totally prey on that panic. It's like they've read this Goblin's Cash article because the first thing they do is they pretend to be legit goblin support. It's like they sound the part, maybe even have like a believable website.
Yeah, they can be very convincing.
Remember that whole phishing thing last year? They impersonated goblins, even had websites that looked almost identical, asking users to send their funds to a specific wallet.
Oh, wow.
And of course, Goblins has that strict policy to never ever request that, specifically to prevent these attacks.
It's all about trust. They exploit the trust that we place in authority. We're conditioned to believe the expert, especially with something as complex as crypto. So they put on that authority mask and hope we don't look any further.
And the second they sense any hesitation from you, they turn up the heat.
Oh, yeah.
The Goblin's Cash article calls them urgent help requests. They make it sound like if you don't act like right this second, your entire goblin stash is going to vanish.
Fear is a powerful motivator. Unfortunately, in this case, it's not working for us, right? It's that whole fight or flight thing. Our brains basically shut down and we stop thinking clearly,
It's so true.
which is exactly what these scammers want.
Yeah, it's like that saying, haste makes waste. Or in this case, haste makes for a very sad and very empty goblin's wallet.
It's a good way to put it.
So you're panicking, you want to fix it. What happens next?
That's when they go in for the information grab, like a digital pickpocket.
Oh,
They might
no.
say they need to verify your identity,
Oh,
or
yeah.
it's just like a security procedure. But
Right.
they're not asking for your username. They're asking for like the keys to your crypto kingdom. You know, your recovery phrase, private keys, passwords.
It's like handing over the blueprints to your vault. I
Exactly.
remember one time, like a tech support guy asked for my mother's maiden name to verify my account.
Oh my God.
I mean, come on, that's practically public knowledge these days.
Right.
It's so clearly a scam, but in the moment.
Because I was worried about my account, I almost fell for it.
That's exactly why these scams work. We're so used to following instructions, especially from people who seem like they know what they're doing, that we don't even stop to question the request itself. And it gets even scarier. This Goblin's Cash article I was reading, it says they might try to get you to give them remote access to your computer.
Oh no, they want inside your computer.
Yeah, like actually inside,
Wow.
as if things couldn't get worse.
Right.
But they'll try to make it sound like they're helping you.
Of course.
Like, oh, we need to install this Goblin support tool, or we need to adjust your security settings.
Right, sneaky.
But really, they just want to take control and steal your info or install malware.
It's scary
It
stuff.
is scary. Our listener must be thinking, how do I avoid becoming a statistic?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the good news is this Goblin's Cash article has some solid advice.
Okay, what do they say?
They basically say never, ever, ever, and I mean ever, grant remote access to anyone claiming to be Goblin support.
That is such a good point. Like, if anyone is asking to remotely control your computer, especially when it comes to your money, that's a
Yeah.
huge red flag.
Huge red flag.
Slam the brakes on that interaction right away.
It's true. And verify independently,
Exactly.
like legit support they can help you without ever needing to actually be on your computer.
Exactly. You don't need to give them the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. I think that's the biggest takeaway here. Don't give away control of your device.
So important.
It's like that old saying, trust but verify,
Right.
especially with your goblins. And speaking of verification, this Goblin's Cash article really stresses that, like independent verification is key.
Oh, absolutely. Don't just take their word for it.
Yeah.
You know, always double check everything through Goblin's official channels. Look for those verified social media accounts. Use the contact info on their actual website. And be so wary of like random messages or emails you didn't ask for.
So true. And while we're on the topic of protecting your goblins, the article talks a lot about guarding your secrets, your recovery phrase, and those private keys. It makes it crystal clear those are like the crown jewels of your goblin's stash.
Right, it's not even a joke.
Never to be shared.
Never ever. Think of your recovery phrase like the master key to your goblin's vault. It's meant to be known by you and you alone. Legitimate goblin support will never ever ask for it. And if anyone does, they're trying to steal from you. It's so important to understand what these phrases and keys actually are too. Like, your recovery phrase is basically a human readable backup of your private key. And that private key is this long, unique string of characters that proves you own your goblin's wallet. Treat them both with extreme care.
Yeah, you wouldn't just like shout your PIN in at the ATM.
Exactly.
So to recap our goblins, support scam cheat sheet, never ever grant remote access, independently verify everything, and guard your recovery phrase and private keys like they're Fort Knox. What else does the article say?
Another big one.
Yeah.
Goblins will never ask you to send your goblins to another wallet or to download any software, like as part of a support request.
Mm-hmm.
These are such classic scammer tactics.
Classic.
So it's good to see goblins like putting that out there explicitly.
Yeah, it's like they're setting those clear boundaries.
Exactly.
Gives you that extra peace of mind. Okay, so we've talked about protecting yourself from these direct scams, but the article also mentions the importance of community and staying informed.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
This is where we really tap into that power of shared knowledge. Like, it's a neighborhood watch, but for the digital world.
I like that.
Right. Staying active in Goblin's official channels, engaging in community forums, paying attention to those security updates. Super valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Because chances are, if something seems off, someone else has probably already encountered it. And they can give you a heads up.
Totally. Shared knowledge is power. So you've given us so much to think about today. But before we wrap up, any final words of wisdom to help our listeners stay safe out there?
You know, at the end of the day, vigilance is key. Stay informed. Trust your gut. And if something feels wrong, it probably is. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Double check everything. And remember, you are your own best protector when it comes to your goblins.
I love that. Be informed, be cautious, and take control of your online security. That's it for today's deep dive into goblin support scams. We hope you feel empowered to navigate the world of goblins and beyond. With confidence and awareness, stay safe out there.